So in the 14th chapter, we are learning about the gunas, sattva being purity and knowledge, rajas being a passion or action, and tamas being darkness, ignorance, laziness. So Sri Krishna says that this knowledge that I will give you will take you to the highest. It is the foundation on which your spiritual building can be built. Unless you are able to modify your gunas and change yourself from tamas to rajas to sattva, you will not be able to evolve spiritually. So that is a prerequisite. It's like you have to do the high school before you go to college, and then you have to go do the bachelor's before you do master's or PhD. So this knowledge of the 14th chapter of the gunas is necessary for us to tune our mind to the higher, as we had talked before. It is like the radio station, and you tune your radio to the higher. So this is how modifying our mental gunas, our qualities, we change the direction of our thoughts from tamas, which is laziness, to passion, which is aggressive, and then finally to sattva, which is pure. And last week we had talked about the two gunas, sattva and rajas, how they bind us. Verse number 6 and 7, it said, tatra sattvam nirmalatvat. So what is the nature of sattva? It is pure, it is brilliant, it is healthy. But it can also bind us through attachment to happiness and through attachment to knowledge. We had talked in detail about that last week. Sattva can bind us. And similarly, rajas, of course, is very binding, because it is of the nature of passion. It is of the nature of desire. It is of the nature of thirst, extreme attachment. And obviously, it propels us to act. Karma sangena. So through the attachment to karma, through attachment to objects, rajas binds us. So today we shall talk about tamas. And tamas, I think, is easy for us to understand how it can bind us, but still, I think, needs some explanation. So we'll talk about that today and then go a little further into the study of the gunas. So verse number 8, chapter 14, verse number 8. Tamas tvajnana jam vidhi. Mohanam sarva dehi naam. Pramadalasya nidrabhihi. Tannibadnati bharata. So Bharata, Arjuna, please listen. Krishna is saying, and through Arjuna, he is speaking to all of us. He says, tamastu, and tamas, but how is it born? Ajnana jam vidhi. It is born out of ignorance. Know that, vidhi means know. Tamas is born out of ignorance. Mohanam sarva dehinam, and it deludes. Mohan here means totally deludes. Dehinam, dehinam means dehi, deha is the body. So dehi is one who occupies the body. So that is us, the individual perceiver, feeler and thinker. Me or you, we who are occupying this body, we get deluded by tamas. How does tamas delude us? So it says pramada. Pramada is heedlessness, don't care. Alasya is indolence, laziness. Nidra bhihi. So bhihi is the third case. That means through the pramad, alasya, nidra means sleep. Tan nibadnati bharata. It binds that being, that individual, that is you and I, through these three things, heedlessness, laziness, and sleep. So let us see what is the nature of tamas. Tamas is also translated as darkness. The darkness. So it is ajnana. It is through ignorance. Because we all are of the nature of divinity, the divine being, we all are. But through our ignorance, because we have not read the scriptures, we have not met the guru, we have not talked to anybody, I do not know that. And my knowledge is veiled. by ignorance. And then what happens? Then I don't think. See, when I don't have the right knowledge, then I don't think correctly. My thinking is totally distorted. I just don't care. I just don't think logically. I don't act like I should. And such a person typically is, you know, lives in total delusion. Any problem comes, the first thing he does is hide somewhere. He runs away from problems. He doesn't want to face situations. He wants to do the minimum possible to get by. Why? Because he has no incentive. He has no goal. He has no purpose in life. You ask him, what do you want to do? I don't know. Where are you going to go with your life? I don't care. Do you have a purpose? No. So such people, they don't think, and then that results in pramad. They don't care. You ask them, do you care about what's happening in the world? Who cares about what's happening in the world? Somebody's killing somebody, let them. How does it affect me? Okay, how about you? You know, you are not doing well. You're just sitting here doing nothing. Aren't you worried about yourself? No, I don't care about myself either. Not only he doesn't care about the world, he doesn't even care what happens to him. Let problems come. He just hides them. They describe tamas as a stone. Like a stone is sitting there, and the fire is burning all around. The stone is not going to move. A dog or a cat or even an ant will try to run away. But the stone, ultimately the stone gets burnt in the fire, doesn't care. So similarly, this individual, when life's problems come, his attitude is, I don't care. He does not care what happens to others. He does not care what happens to him. You ask him, did you eat? Yeah, I ate last week's bread. So why didn't you eat fresh bread? Don't have it. Okay, then why don't you go earn some? I don't have money. It's too much trouble. I'm not going to work. So he doesn't want to work. So whatever the society gives him or whatever somebody gives him, stale, old, just consume it, because he doesn't care. He has no pramad. Pramad means heedlessness. He has no heed for anything, for anybody. So that is the typical attitude of a tamasic individual. And connected with that is alasya. Alasya means indolence, means laziness. Some people translate also as earnestness, no earnestness. Patanjali says in his Yoga Sutras, he says that a person who does not have earnestness, does not have a sincerity of desire, sincerity of effort, can never progress. And that is very true. In the world, if you look, the people who are successful are the ones that from childhood, you know, they were given right guidance by their parents, and then they went in the right direction. They studied, and then they had a goal in life, and they achieved. So earnestness, sincerity, having a goal or a purpose, these people don't have. And so whatever happens, you know, let it happen. And they live their life in sleep. Any problem comes, they first of all look for a blanket, you know. Sleep is, of course, there's some sleep is necessary, you know, at night, 6, 7. But their whole, even the day is spent in sleep. Even when they are awake, when they are talking to people, they are in a half sleep. You ask them, did you understand? He says, what? He says, I have been telling you for half an hour. Did you listen? No. You know, he's listening but still not listening. His mind is, why? Because his mind is clouded under, either he's under drugs or he's under alcohol or he's under his own ignorance, his own laziness, his own confusions. So such a person lives his life in nidra, in sleep. In fact, business people know this very well. So if they want to get a contract from Swamiji, in his commentary, says it very beautifully, Gurudev Swami Chinmayanand, he says, you want to get a contract from somebody, what do they do in business? First, they will take him to a 5-star restaurant, you know, in a big posh hotel, in a posh restaurant, take him for lunch and get him the best meal with a lot of fats and carbs. And then 2-3 drinks, you know, some wine and some, you know, this and that. So after the lunch, after the businessman is all relaxed and in total tamas. And then you take him to the office and tell him to sign the contract. And he signs anything, you know, because why? Because he's under the influence of tamas. And then later on, next day, he says, oh, I should not have signed this. I should not have. What a mistake I made. But that is what the nature of tamas is. It temporarily or permanently deludes the individual so that that individual is not capable of right judgment, not capable of right thinking. And it comes from not knowing what is my purpose in life. As we have talked many times before, my purpose of life is divine. My purpose of life is spiritual evolution. I have to grow. And when that purpose is not there, then such a person lives either in tamas or in rajas. It is only through sattva that we can evolve. And then this person typically will procrastinate. Come tomorrow. You know, manana, they have that phrase in India also. You go to any government office, anything you want, kalana. They will never do anything the same day. Kalana, that is a typical, same as manana. Come tomorrow. So everything they procrastinate. You know, there is a very beautiful saying in Hindi, I can then translate. I'm sure you must have heard. Kal kare so aaj kare so ab. Pal mein parlay hoegi, fer karega kab. So he says, what you need to do tomorrow, do it today. What you need to do today, do it right now. Because you don't know when the end will happen. And then, you know, you will be left without accomplishing your duties. So the tamasic person has an opposite one. He says, aaj kare so kal kar, kal kare so parso. Itni bhi jaldi kya hai, jeena to hai barso. So he says, what you need to do today, do tomorrow. What you need to do tomorrow, then you do it the day after. What is the rush? You know, we have to live many, many years. So there is no need to do anything now. It's okay, tomorrow, day after. So that is the typical attitude of a tamasic person. And especially in the government offices in India, you will find it so strong. People, you know, they don't show up. You know, they're supposed to come at 9, they'll show up at 10. And then go get a cup of tea and then, you know, open the files and then maybe work in half an hour. Then it's time for lunch. You know, so the whole attitude, especially in the government, is so tamasic. It is so miserable. And that's what, this is a very beautiful saying in one of the college campuses. It was written on the wall, all I need is beer and weed. And then you can complete to go to seed. Because that is how a tamasic person's life is. Either he wants beer or he wants marijuana. So the point is that when your life is drifting like that, you know, Gurudev describes it as a log of wood. You know, it just drifts along the waters and, you know, up and down. Water can push it up and down. Has no will, has no purpose, has no goal in life. So Gurudev in his Manual of Self-Unfoldment says that the same log of wood, when it is fitted with the motor, then it can go, you know, suppose the current is going 2 miles an hour. Now, if this motor is going 8 miles an hour, when it is going with the current, it will go 10. But even if it has to go against the current, even though the current is 2, the motor is at 8, at least it can go against the current at 6. So a person who has a goal or a purpose in life is like that person who has a motor. That when the circumstances are conducive, he can function. But even if the circumstances are not conducive, if his goal is higher, he will continue to work despite obstacles and even go against the current. But the majority of us live like that individual, that it's okay, everybody's doing the same thing, let me also do it. And that's what they say, that the saints and prophets, they chose to go against the current. And there are very few people in the world who can go against the current. He says, with the current, everybody can swim. You know, the river you go along, there's nothing great. The greatness comes when everybody is going one way and you choose another way, not just to be difficult, but this is my higher goal, my higher purpose in life. And so that is this tamasic person's attitude. And he fears change. He has a tremendous rigidity about him. See, there are, if you look at the sattvic or a rajasic or a tamasic person, how do they deal with change? Tamasic person, you know, he just won't budge. He doesn't like change at all. And he'll stay there, you know, in his thing. It's like the tree which is very rigid. and say a big storm is coming, you know, and he will be so firm it the tree will break. So tamasic person will not change no matter circumstances may destroy him. Now rajasic person, he loves change, you know. He is like, you know, you have this garbage truck which says frequent stops, you know. So rajasic person is like that, frequent stops. He will stop at different restaurants and then different hotels and then different jobs and different cities. He'll say, I'm bored of Bakersfield. I want to move to the coast. Different, you know, spouses, different careers. Why? Because his mind is so restless, you know, constantly. He's looking for excitement, looking for change, looking for newness. And his mind is always disturbed. A sattvic person, on the other hand, when change comes, he will see that, okay, the situation is at this moment very tough. So he will be like the grass. They describe the grass that when a strong wind comes, it gently bends down. When the wind passes, it stands back up again, doesn't break. So a sattvic person, if the circumstances are such, he will try his best to resist it. But if he finds that it is something I can't resist, he will softly go along with it. But then soon as the situation is there, he's back to his goal. So if the sattvic person changes, he changes with a clear purpose in mind, clear goal in mind. Why am I changing? What is it that is making me change? Because his direction of his life is very clear. He knows he has to grow, and not only he himself grows, but the society around him grows. That's why we find when, you know, when the Swamijis come and when they come and give talks, and when the whole atmosphere in the mission becomes so sattvic, because they are here for a week and you listen to their talks and you sit with them and have lunch and all. So not only they change themselves, but they become an instrument for society to change. So that is what the situation is. And the reason we are studying these gunas, Gurudev Swami Chinmayananda says it very beautifully. He says, gunas are like a mirror. They are like a mirror. And as we had talked before, they are a mirror to look at myself, you know, not to show to others, you know, look, you know, you are a very rajasic person or you are very tamasic. You know, I think you should, you know, read the Gita so you can become. No, it is for me. That when I see in my life that I'm getting very tamasic, I'm getting very lazy, or I'm getting too agitated, I'm getting too angry, too passionate, I need to adjust my life. It is like say a person is in total tamas and he's lazy and he's just sitting doing nothing, or say, you know, you one day you feel very tired or feel very exhausted. And you say, I just don't feel like doing anything. I know I had promised, you know, I would come for this community service project, but I feel so lazy. I don't feel like going out in the heat and working. Or you may have a project that is due. You know, you have to submit it by next week, you know, for my work or for some, I have to write something. And I'm not getting the inspiration. You know, so they say that if you are in that tamasic mood where you don't feel like working, you cannot suddenly get up and say, okay, I'm going to go build a house, or I'm going to go, you know, plant a tree, I'm going to go do something like a great job somewhere. You can't. So they say do something simple, like from tamas change to rajas. They say just get up and go for a walk. That is easy. You know, you don't need to have much willpower or much goal in life. So just go for a walk. Okay, it's a nice day. I'm just going to go for a walk. And as you're walking, chant your mantra. Whatever your mantra is, Om Namah Shivaya or Sri Krishna Sharan. Whatever my mantra is, I chant that mantra and I go for a walk. And not with the idea of doing anything, not with the idea of accomplishing, just to get out of tamas into rajas. So I went for a walk, and as I am walking, I start walking more briskly, I start walking faster, and then my energy comes, and then as I'm chanting the mantra, my mind becomes more sattvic, becomes more, you know, purer and purer, and then I can tune myself. So from tamas straight to go to sattva is not easy, but you can gradually do that. From tamas, go to rajas, start acting. That's what Swami Vivekananda also said. He says, get up, awake, and do something. Don't just sit there. So get up and do something, and then slowly you can change the direction of your thoughts from tamas to rajas and from rajas to sattva. Like that person who has to have a report, you know, and it is due on Wednesday and it's Tuesday night and he hasn't even started. Why? Because he wants a perfect, and those in the business world, you know that. I have to have it perfect, you know, there should be no error in my report. And so he's waiting for that perfect inspiration, and until I get it, I just cannot write. So he's under the influence of so much tamas. So the teacher says, if you are not getting any inspiration, not getting ideas, don't worry about it. Just start writing. Anything that, he said, it doesn't make sense. It's not good. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just start writing. And whatever ideas come, good and bad, you just start writing. And as you are writing the ideas, slowly, slowly your mind will become clearer, mind will become sharper. Okay, this idea is good, this is not good. Then you can modify and change, and eventually you will come out with a good report. So don't just wait for that perfect opportunity to come for me to work. So that is what tamas does. It loves to procrastinate because he has no motivation, he has no goal. So one has to be constantly alert that at this moment, what is my mind under? Swami Ishwaranandaji one time had told me that the greatest spiritual exercise you can do is constantly watch your mind. Just observe your mind and say, what is my mind doing at this moment? Is my mind in tamas? Of course, there are certain times on the day you need to be. Okay, you've worked all day and it's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. You don't need to be in rajas and, you know, active. That time you need to relax, unwind. So maybe listen to some soft music. You know, don't watch, you know, the news. That again, you know, stimulates your mind. So at nighttime, listen to some soft music. Read some good books. Read the Bhagavad Gita or read some, you know, devotional songs you can listen to, bhajans and all. And so you slowly slide into sleep. You slowly get your mind quietened. And then the sleep is more peaceful instead of course, taking a sleeping pill or, you know, some drugs or alcohol, because that is not the right way. So you can slowly train your mind through sattva, then to through rajas, now to go quietly into tamas. And similarly, when you wake up in the morning, then you should be energetic. Your mind should be, but it should not be an energetic that I have to start working. When I wake up, my mind is at that time more quiet, more peaceful. I've had a good night's sleep. And the morning we call as the Shubha Prabhat, you know, the morning, the Brahma Murta, the morning time. So that is the time when the sun is rising and the birds are chirping and its whole atmosphere is beautiful. So use that time to remember the Lord. You know, just sit and chant his name or do some meditation or some puja or just remembering, you know, memorize a few shlokas, a few prayers, or some few verses from the Bhagavad Gita or from the Bible or whatever the text you know that is important for you. So use that morning time for sattvic activities. The morning, you know, people say, oh, I need to take a bath. Yeah, you need to take a bath to do a formal puja, but if you're just going to chant his name or you're just going to do meditation, you don't need to take a bath. He understands. He knows you get up in the morning and the first thought you wake up should be the name of God. You should get up by chanting his name, Om Namah Shivaya, Shri Krishna Sharanam. Make it a habit that the first thought, the first words that come out of my mouth should be the Lord's name. And the last thought before you go to bed, I always say that what you have to do is relax your body, observe your breath, and as your breath is going in and out, chant the mantra, just chant the name of the Lord softly in your mind. So as much as possible, the last thought before you go to bed should be sattvic, and the first thought when you wake up. So what will happen is that throughout the night, you are more likely to have sattvic thoughts because that is what you have slept with, and more likely to have. So then your sleep will be more peaceful, your dreams will be, you know, better, and in every way your body will be more relaxed, you'll wake up more refreshed. So that is what they're saying, that gunas are like a mirror. Use it, your mind, wisely to stay. Of course, you cannot stay in sattva all the time. When I got up in the morning, okay, I did my prayers, my meditation, and then I have my breakfast. Okay, now I'm ready to work. So obviously at work, you know, you cannot be then, you know, chanting the name of the Lord or in meditation. You have to work. But even when I'm working in rajas, there should be an undercurrent of sattva with my activity. Even when I'm working, I should be remembering the Lord. Swami Chinmayananda gives a very beautiful example of these ladies who come back from India. You know, the ladies go to pick, to bring water, because they, you know, now of course they have even now many villages don't have running water, so they have these big pots they carry on their head, and they go to the river and they fill up these pots, and they sometimes 2-3 pots on their head. And they're full of water, heavy, and they're walking so comfortably. And while they're walking, it's not that they're afraid. You and I, even one part, we would be nervous. And they are walking, laughing. They're throwing stones at each other and teasing each other about their, you know, fiancé and boyfriend and all those things. You know, they're what, you know, they talk about. And they're having fun. But even when they're walking and talking and laughing, part of their attention is on the pot. And the pot should not fall. Even though it seems like they are not, but so similarly, a wise person, even when he or she is working in the world, it looks like they are very active, but undercurrent, there is the name of the Lord, there is that tendency. So that is the attitude. So from tamas, how we can go to rajas and sattva, this is what this verse tells us. And basically the last three, the sattva, rajas and tamas, was meant to tell us that all three of them can bind us. Of course, sattva, as we had talked about, can bind through attachment to happiness and to knowledge. We'll talk that again in the next verse. Rajas through attachment to desire, and tamas through attachment to laziness, sleep and heedlessness. So any comments? Anything? Yes. Yeah, so I think when there is somebody who can benefit from this knowledge, then certainly you can, if that person has an open mind and wants to get out of that, then you give them the information or give them the books or give them some CDs or tapes to listen to. Yeah, you can, if they have an open mind. But if they are in that much of ignorance, Gurudev says that when they're in that much of tamas, only the blows of life, when life gives them so many blows, then they might wake up. But if they are willing to come out of it, then yeah, one can share the knowledge without being preachy, without preaching to them, but out of concern. Or if that person is, say, somebody close to you, and they notice that you have changed. By getting this knowledge, by going to these classes, listening to this, your own thinking has changed. Then if that person is your spouse or brother or sibling or somebody, they may realize that this is something beneficial. So you can change them by example rather than by... But I think, yeah, as I said, we have to first look at ourselves. How am I changing? And then, yeah, if this will help somebody, there's no harm. Just leave a CD lying around. And he may pick it up, you know, things like that. Subtle way to do that. Yes.
You said there was this rich guy. In old days, there were no planes or cars. Is that tamas?
Yeah, hallucination. Generally, if a person is hallucinating, he's under the influence of tamas, because his thinking is clouded. You know, that is clouded, and that's why he's hallucinating. And it could be, either they could have a serious psychiatric illness, you know, which is one thing, which again, that's something they cannot help. Maybe, you know, they have serious some psychosis or something like that. Or they could be under drugs, you know, LSD or marijuana and all that. Or even alcohol, because people who drink, you know, a lot, and then when they stop drinking, they go into withdrawal, they start hallucinating. So it could be either an influence of a drug or influence of psychiatric issues. And yeah, if they are willing, then definitely such a person should be offered help, you know, medical help, psychiatric, psychology and all that, to try to get him out of that. Because unless he or she gets out of those hallucinations, they are not going to be any use to themselves or to the world.
I wasn't thinking so much of, you know, someone's thinking drugs or yes, it's like hallucinating.
True. Yeah, that's a good point. When they're under a very strong influence of certain ideas where they get almost brainwashed.
Or under the influence of a person.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Where they take poison and all that. Yeah, you know, like this Jones.
Yeah.
Or where they just, you know, yeah, where they, all the girls, yeah, all things like that, yeah. So, again, that is brainwashing. You know, these people who are very accomplished can, if the person is simple-minded, he or she allows themselves to be brainwashed. And so, yeah, again, if you are able to help them, that's definitely, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. They can come under various influences.
True.
Ideas.
Right. Like even this, you know, people who are very strongly, you know, conservative or very communist or liberal, where they are so caught up in their ideas that nothing outside, you know, I mean, that's all environmentalist or even businessmen, for them profit is so strong that they get, yeah, where they don't think of anything, where they have a walk with blinders. Yeah, so that, you know, again, yeah, that can happen, sure. Yeah, we'll talk about that in the next one, that how sattva can also bind us. Yeah, we talked about it last week, but we'll talk again about that. Yeah, sattva also, when it becomes too much of an obsession, can limit you or can bind you. Yes, it could be sattvic, rajasic or tamasic, all three. Anything else?
So it's basically good to have all three together. No,
it is good to have live as much as possible in sattva. Tamas, you need to sleep. You know, throughout the day, you need all three. You need sattva to be pure, rajas to work, and tamas to sleep. But the question is that which one is a predominant guna in your life? Are you a sattvic individual? Are you a rajasic individual? Or are you a tamasic individual? Tamasic means what is the predominant guna in this person's life? Is it tamasic? There are some people, as we said, who are lazy, procrastinate, don't do anything, want society to take care of them. The majority of the people have too much rajas, where they are just working, acquiring, possessing, getting, cheating, lying to make themselves rich and powerful and successful. But there are a few people whose main goal in life is sattva. Even when they are working, look at Gurudev Swami Chinmayananda. He worked 21 hours a day, but he worked with sattva for the benefit of mankind. Look at Mahatma Gandhi. Look at Martin Luther King. All these, you know, John F. Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln. These people worked, you know, countless hours, but their main goal in life was to help others. So even though they are working under the influence of rajas, but there is a strong element of sattva in their activity, because they are not working for I or me, but they are working for the benefit of mankind. So our predominant guna should be sattva, if we can, as much as possible. Even when I am working with rajas, but I should have sattva underlying it, at the back of it.
So, like, can me from, I'm too much rajas, can I change it?
Or? Yes, definitely. That's what we had said, that through, first of all, through knowledge that I have too much rajas, but I need to develop some sattva, because sattva is pure and sattva will take me towards God. You know, rajas will take me away. Rajas will take me into the world. But I want to turn my mind towards the Lord, so I have to develop sattvic qualities through prayer, through meditation, through reading the right books, and through slowing down. I have a handout I can give you, how one should live one's life throughout the day. It's by Eknath Ishwaran, that spend some time in prayer, some time in meditation, slow down, make a conscious effort to not do unnecessary things, you know, unnecessarily watching TV, unnecessarily surfing the net, unnecessarily calling and talking to people. spend some time in silence, some time in solitude, some time in prayer. So as you slow down, you know, like sometimes just sit in your backyard and watch the trees, you know, just watch the birds and the flowers and the wind and the sunset. So when you spend your time in nature and when you spend your time with religious thoughts, you know, listen to good bhajan, stop in your car instead of playing, you know, film music or some, you know, rock station. Play good music in your car. Listen to, you know, good songs of the Lord. So as you associate with saints, you know, all these Mahatmas who come here, sit, spend time with them. So as you slowly change the direction of your life, you will find that your mind will automatically become more quiet, become more peaceful. The agitations will reduce. The more and more you come in contact with the Lord, the more your mind will become peaceful, will become sattvic. So it's a gradual process, but you have to resolve. In the Gita, it says, samyak vyavasito hi saha. He says, the person, api chetasu duracharo bhajate ma ananya bhak, sadhu revasa mantavya, samyak vyavasito hi saha. He says in the Gita, he says, even the biggest sinner there may be in the world, but once he decides to come to me, Sri Krishna says, in my mind, he's already a sadhu. He's already a mahatma. Why? Samyak vyavasito hi saha. He has completely decided that this is what my goal. He could be the greatest sinner, the greatest culprit. But once he or she turns their mind towards me, then I welcome them with open arms. So you have to decide that in my life from today onwards, I'm going to try and bring more sattva and reduce the rajas and change that. And it's possible. See, the habits we develop from childhood, you know, nobody, you know, developed these habits. We ourselves, through repeated choice of thoughts and actions, we develop these habits. So if I develop them, I can undo them. I don't know if that answers your question. Thank you. That was a good question. Thanks.
That's like I have tons of
tamas. A lot of tamas, yeah. So that's what we say, na? Start by working, doing something, and then ultimately, when you work for others unselfishly, that itself is sattva. When I'm working for myself, it is, when I'm not doing anything and others are taking care of me, it's tamas. When I'm working only for me, myself and my family, that is rajas. But when I'm working for others, it is sattva. So that same activity can be rajasic or sattvic.
You are here, so definitely you don't have tamas. Got ready.
And came, and then listening to the words of the Lord, yeah, Bhagwan, you know, Krishna. Yeah. No, it's very good. Absolutely. No, that's why I feel so thankful to all of you, because I have to prepare. Friday night, Saturday night, I sit and listen. I would never do that if all of you were not here. So every time I thank my, you know, whoever comes to listen to me, because it's because of all of you that I'm able to associate with these beautiful thoughts. I listen to Gurudev's commentary and make notes and all these. So it helps me, you know, and that's why I thank every morning I get up and thank, you know, the people who come and listen. It's really very, you know, great blessing for me, really.
Actually, we thank you a lot too, because we have started learning a lot after this.
Thank you.